إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فإخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. يقول الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this life fluctuates between profit and loss. Man, he seeks in this life to stay away from loss, and he is joyed and made happy by profit in his worldly affairs. If he loses out, he feels saddened, and he knows that loss has a terrible ending. Sometimes those who lose in their worldly affairs tear their clothes or slap their cheeks or cry from the words of Jahiliyyah. But beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the true loss is not the loss of this worldly life. It is not the loss of a job or money or position or some business transaction. The true loss, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is the loss of the akhirah, the loss of the afterlife. This worldly enjoyment that we seek in this world is not a measure of true success or true loss. Many people, they profit in this world, but they will be losers on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, say, إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ, He said, indeed the losers are those who, الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْنِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Indeed the true losers are those who will lose their own souls, their own selves, and their families on the Day of Judgment. Allah, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. Indeed, that is the true loss. Indeed, the wise people, the people of knowledge, they measure profit and loss in terms of iman and in terms of the afterlife, the akhirah. Mankind ultimately will lose whatever they have in this world, no matter how much one collects or he hoards or he piles up of the things of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ.
By time, indeed mankind is in khusr, is in loss.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ
But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes an exception to these people who are in loss. He said, except those who have iman and do righteous deeds.
وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ.
And those who enjoin to the truth, and those who enjoin to have patience. Indeed, those who believe, those who are successful, are those who believe and realize that true success is through iman and righteous deeds, and enjoining to what is correct. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the greatest loss is for a Muslim to lose his religion. A Muslim may lose their religion due to some doubtful matters that affect them, some doubtful idea that corrupts their belief. Or they may lose their religion due to some worldly desire that takes away from their adherence to the pillars of Islam, or reduces one's commitment to their faith and religion. A Muslim loses his faith by diverting from the straight path, the path of Islam, by subjecting his religion to his worldly benefits. The Prophet ﷺ, he prayed that one would be saved from a tribulation in his religion. He said, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينِنَا. O our Lord, do not make our problem, our tribulation in our religion. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if anyone, they miss out or they leave hastening to do the good and righteous deeds, then what happens to them is their scales will be light on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, and it will not outweigh their sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, for those whose scales are heavy, then they are the successful, heavy with the righteous deeds. And as for those whose scales are light, then those are the ones who have lost themselves, because they used to do wrong to the signs of Allah. They rejected the signs of Allah. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hawa, when they were made to descend from Jannah, they said this prayer,
قَالَا رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Adam and Hawa, when they were sent down from Jannah, they said, oh, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. If you do not forgive us and have your rahmah upon us, then we are going to be losers. The true loss, one of the greatest losses, is to lose the proximity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to lose Allah's forgiveness, to lose His mercy. A person who is deprived of these things is truly a loser. From the traits of the losers, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is that they fail in their promises and covenants, and violate treaties, and cause corruption in the earth, and they raise doubts about the religion and stir up the desires and the forbidden lusts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says,
الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ بَعْدَ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقَطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلْ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, those who violate the treaty, the oath with Allah, after it has been affirmed, and they cut off what Allah has commanded to bring together, and they spread corruption in the earth, those are the losers. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the signs of loss, is to obey the disbelievers and to make allies with them. The Quran warns us against the bad consequences of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تُطِيعُوا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَرُدُّوكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ فَتَنْقَلِبُوا خَاسِرِينَ.
O you who believe, if you obey the disbelievers, if you obey those who disbelieve, they will send you back on your heels, so you will return as a loser. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the traits of those who are in loss, from the traits of those who are losers, is that those who make their ibadah, their worship of Allah, contingent upon their worldly benefits and interests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about such people. He says,
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ.
And from mankind are those who worship Allah on an edge, on a harf, on an edge.
فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرُ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ.
If some good comes to him, then he's pleased, he's happy.
وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ.
But if some hardship befalls him, he turns back on his face. He leaves the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ.
He has lost in the dunya and he has lost in the akhirah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, some people, they only worship Allah in times of prosperity. But when hardship afflicts them or some difficulty comes to them, then they turn away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he narrates that some people, they came to Medina to learn about Islam, and they looked at their animals and their wives. If they had children during this time they spent in Medina, they would say, this is a true religion. But if their animals and their wives didn't give birth to anything, they said, this is a bad religion. They base their acceptance or rejection of Islam on the worldly good that came to them. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, from those who are losers are those who allow their wealth and their children to distract them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ.
All you who believe, لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ. Do not let your money distract you, and nor your children from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ
فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Whoever does that, then they are truly losers. Some people, they believe that their money and their children is the pathway to true happiness, to true success. But actually, they are in great loss and a path that is misguidance. From the things that bring great loss upon a person is somebody killing his brother with aggression and injustice. He is a loser, even though he may have a life of luxury and prosperity in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions regarding the story of the two sons of Adam alayhi salam. So the nafs of the one caused him to kill, caused him and encouraged him, and made fair seeming to him the murder of his brother. And so he murdered him and became of the losers. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the traits of the losers is the one who takes shaitan as his helper, as his protector. The one who is ruled by the whispers of shaitan day and night in all of his words and deeds, as well as his wealth and his decisions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَن يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُّبِينًا. وَمَن, and the one who takes shaitan as his protector other than Allah, then he has made a manifest loss. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the prophets and the scholars and the reformers, they were very perceptive of this loss. And they themselves avoided this loss, and they warned other people against it. They warned people away from the sins, especially that would bring them into great loss. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about Prophet Hud alayhi salam, who told his people, he says to them, I have a clear proof from my Lord. There has come to me a mercy from Allah, the prophethood, the nabuwa. Who then can help me against Allah if I were to disobey Him? Then You would not increase me except in loss. Except to make him in loss. From the traits of the losers, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, is feeling safe from the plotting and planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمَ الْخَاسِرِينَ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Do they feel safe from the plotting of Allah? No one feels safe and secure from the plotting of Allah except those who are losers. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the loss that we ought to cry on and make us grieve is the one that causes our hearts to become hardened from the remembrance of Allah. When one's heart and one's conscience no longer feels fear, no longer has feelings when reminded with the verses of the Qur'an, and it shows no humbleness to the lessons and the morals of the Qur'an. Allah says, وَلَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts, but their hearts do not perceive. They have no understanding. From the greatest loss, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is forgetting about the Day of Judgment, forgetting about the hereafter, forgetting about the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and placing all of our hopes in this short time life, relying upon this temporary world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ. They are losers who have disbelieved in the meeting with Allah. And finally, the greatest loss, or one of the greatest losses, is by abandoning the prayer or delaying it beyond its time. The Prophet ﷺ said, the one who misses Asr, prayer, it is as if he is like the one who lost all of his wealth in his family. From the greatest losses that afflict is the loss that comes to a nation that rejects the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A nation that deviates from the path of Allah, violates His commands, indulges in sin, rebels against guidance and against the messengers of Allah. It will end up suffering remorse, trials, poverty, oppression, and a dreadful life that lacks security and stability. This is the sunnah of Allah and His creation. Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, sunnatullahi fi alladhina khalaw min qabl, وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. The way of Allah, the sunnah of Allah in, with those who went before you, and you will not find that Allah will change the sunnah. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah ala ihsanih wa shukru lahu ala tawfiqihi wa amtinani wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashadu anna sayyidina wa habibina Muhammad abaduhu wa rasuluh. Ibadullah, ittaqullah kama amar. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the consciousness and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Servants of Allah, the wise person should ask himself, how do I save myself from this loss? How do I make the profitable trade the true profit and the true success? The Quran al-Kareem, it shows us the pathway to what is profitable and fruitful in trade and in business. It shows us the way to true profit that is not followed by remorse or loss, that is secured against any shortcoming. It is the business or the trade with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, O you who believe, shall I not guide you to a trade, a business that will save you from a great punishment, a painful punishment. تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Have iman, have the faith in Allah and His Messenger. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. And striving in His way with your wealth. بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. With your wealth and with yourselves. That is the best for you if you truly knew. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also says, Indeed, those who recite the Book of Allah and perform Salah and give in charity out of what we have provided for them, secretly and openly, they hope for a sure trade, a good business that will never be in loss. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, those who forget about, those who neglect this profitable trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be filled with remorse and sorrow and bitterly regret what they can never bring back or replace of opportunities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً قَالُوا يَا حَسْرَتَنَا عَلَى مَا فَرَطْنَا فِيهَا. Until when the hour comes to them suddenly, they will say, يَا حَسْرَتَنَا, oh woe to us, oh what a terrible thing that has happened to us, about which we have neglected, فَرَطْنَا, we have neglected our time. They will be in great regret over the time they have lost that can never come back to them again. And from the greatest of actions, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is sending peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa qurrati ayunina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa rizukna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila wa rizukna ajtinaba. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأصلح أحوالنا وأحوال المسلمين. اللهم كن لإخواننا في مصر وفي سوريا وفي بورما وفي كل مكان. اللهم ارحمهم وانصرهم على من عاداهم. اللهم احملهم. اللهم انزل عليهم رحمتك. اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضى. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان والإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقيم الصلاة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. It's okay if you want to eat and come and listen also. It's no problem, inshallah. If you like to eat and listen, and maybe we'll just take 5 minutes or 10 minutes or so. We have time, inshallah. الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وحكمة وهدى. أسأل الله أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى. We'd like the sisters to participate also, and if you have, at the end we'll have maybe 5 minutes for questions. If you have any, you can send them up, inshallah. Inshallah, the topic that I would like to share with all of us, inshallah, is the importance of learning from the people of knowledge or the scholars. The importance of learning? Okay, I'll try to, I don't know how to adjust it, but can make it a little bit louder?
If you can just raise your voice.
Okay. Okay, is it better now? Okay, there's an air conditioner, maybe you can turn it down if that helps sometimes. Inshallah. So the importance of learning from the people of knowledge, learning from the scholars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has praised the people of ilm in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Indeed, it is only those who have knowledge that truly have the khashya, that have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also praises the ulama. He says,
يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات.
يرفع الله, Allah raises up those of you who have iman, those who have faith in Allah, and those who have been given knowledge. Allah has endowed them with knowledge. Allah yarfa, Allah raises them in darajat, in this world and the next. He gives them higher rewards in Jannah because they spread knowledge, and because in this world they have the honor of being the inheritors of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Al-ulama warathatul anbiya." It is the scholars, they are the inheritors of the prophets. You see, all of the knowledge that Allah gave to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how did it reach us? How do we access that knowledge? Allah has given all of the knowledge, the beneficial knowledge, to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba, they learned it from him, and they took that knowledge and they passed it on from one generation to the next. Who are the people today who are conveying to us this knowledge that was left behind, the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who are they? The people of ilm, the ulama. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the prophets do not leave behind gold and silver, but they leave behind knowledge. Whoever gains it has gotten a great treasure, has received a great treasure. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, seeking knowledge is from the greatest of actions. In fact, some ulama say the greatest action is seeking knowledge. The reason for that is any other act of worship cannot be done without first learning the knowledge about it, the fiqh of it. How does one pray? How does one worship? In fact, our very iman and belief in Allah requires seeking knowledge to know about tawheed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Have knowledge, learn that there is no God but Allah. فَعْلَمْ. So he says, learn about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's something that all of us need to learn. It's a reminder for me first and all of us that we should learn the adab and the manners of seeking ilm. Because a person who has the manners with the people of knowledge, they benefit. They absorb. The knowledge comes to them. What was it? I think one of the Salaf, they said, I studied knowledge for 20 years, but I studied manners for 30 years. How to have good character, good manners, how to be kind to others, to be kind to one's teacher, respectful. This is something that the ulama, usually the first classes they give are on manners and adab. Because once we learn these adab, then we can benefit from our teachers. And some of the Salaf al-Salih, they used to pray to Allah that He hide any deficiency in this teacher from him. Because he feared if his eye fell upon some deficiency, then he would be forbidden some beneficial knowledge. He might think some ill feeling about his teacher, and that would prevent him from learning from his sheikh. So this is having the love for our shuyukh, the ulama. This is an essential part of Islam. It is one of the foundational teachings of our religion, to refer to the Ahlul Ilm if we have questions. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. So this is one of the important reminders, inshallah. And I wanted to leave some time for any questions. Anybody has any questions in the fiqh or religious rulings and things like that? Inshallah. Sisters too, you can ask. I'll give you a couple minutes to think about that. I wanted to add one other topic here tonight, or today, which is about the importance of good character and forgiveness. About forgiving others. The Prophet ﷺ, and the famous story where he saw a Sahabi carrying his shoes and after he made wudu, and he told his companions, see this man over here, this Bedouin? Nobody knows even, his name is not even mentioned, he's not famous. He's a person of Jannah. He said, this person? He said, yes. So they went and they followed him around. They wanted to see what his, what was he doing. They even, some narrations they say, they stayed over at his house. They didn't see him pray the whole night or fast every day or read Quran. So they asked him finally, they said, what is it that you do? Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he told us, you will be a person of Jannah. You are a person of Jannah. He said, wallahi, I don't have any great actions that I know about, but what I do is, before I go to sleep at night, I purify my heart from any ill feelings towards others. I don't hold on to grudges. I let my grudges go. You know, some people, they, even some families, the grudges last for years. But the Prophet ﷺ, he said, the one who joins the ties of kinship is not the one who repays one good with another. It's the one who people do harm to him, but he keeps trying to join them. He tries to bring them together. In the story of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and his daughter Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, when one of the, I believe it was the nephew of Abu Bakr, he was part of the slander, the ifk. The story of ifk, when the people, they spread the slander about Aisha. So Abu Bakr became very angered with this nephew of his. And he said, wallahi, I'm never going to give you charity again. He used to have a regular charity. He gave this nephew. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed the verse, and he said, don't you love Allah to forgive you? Allah says, those people, the believers, they're ones who withhold their anger, they forgive others, and they do ihsan, muhsineen. So the Prophet ﷺ, he told Abu Bakr, don't you want Allah to hibbu an yaghfir Allahu lak? Don't you want Allah to forgive you? He said, yes, wallahi. And he gave up that grudge that he had to that nephew, and he said, I want to spend on him. As soon as he heard that ayah, if you want Allah to forgive you, then we have to forgive others. We have to purify our hearts from ill feelings. In fact, this is one of the greatest causes of Allah causing us to enter paradise. And he says that Allah will forgive those, or Allah will show mercy to those that have mercy on others. And this is called the ghil, the jealousy, the hasad, the anger, the we have these different feelings that the shaitan puts in our heart. Sometimes we this occurs through talking through others, or the shaitan he eager to spread division between husband and wife, between Muslims, between people and their shuyukh. So we always have to purify our hearts. We have to, you know, make an effort to forgive one another, inshaAllah ta'ala. If you forgive others, Allah will forgive you. Allah is merciful to those who show mercy to others, inshaAllah ta'ala. We ask Allah to make us of those who purify their hearts from ill feelings, inshaAllah, and make us of those who love our shuyukh, bidhanai ta'ala. So like I mentioned, I promise it'll only be like 10 or 15 minutes. Is there any questions, inshaAllah? Anybody? Yes, Sister, tafadhal. Yes. About? No. Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam ala Rasulullah wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I believe that castration, if you look in the books of fiqh, they say that it's not a defect because it makes the meat better. You know, when the animal is castrated, they say that it actually makes the meat better, have a better, you know, so but there may be some different views in the madahib. The view that I'm familiar with, I believe this, you know, this is the view of, you know, the ulama in Mecca, Medina, the fatwa that I read. They said that castrating the animal is not a defect because it actually perfects the meat and makes it better. Allahu a'lam. JazakAllah khair. Any other questions, inshallah? Yes, brother.
It is preferable to attend the mosque for those who can hear the sound of the azan.
Yes.
People who live far away, and it's difficult for them to come to mosque, can they do at the home, you know, in a jama'ah?
Okay, the question here is about praying in the masjid and praying at home. And basically, if you look in the books of fiqh, you have two views about praying in jama'ah in the masjid. You have the view that it's obligatory, this is the view of the Hanbali school, that it's obligatory on every person who's able to hear the adhan with a normal voice, not with a microphone, on a normal day, not a windy day, and whoever can hear it in that area, then they are obliged to attend the five daily salah. This is based on the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum. When he came to the Prophet ﷺ, he asked, "Can I be excused from the jama'ah prayer?" And the Prophet ﷺ excused him, and then when he went away, he called him back. And he said, "Do you hear the adhan?" He said, "Yes." And he said, "Answer the mu'adhan." So this is the view of the Hanbali school. The other madhahib, they view it as a sunnah mu'akkada, the strong or emphasized sunnah to attend the prayer in the jama'ah. But definitely the wisdom behind attending the prayer in jama'ah is so that a person has a connection to the imam and the shuyukh, so that he can learn from his teachers. Because even if a group were to pray in another place, not behind the imam rasib, or even if they come late and they form their own jama'ah, the ulama say they don't have the same reward as praying with the imam. So it's very important that a person, they have that connection with the inheritance of the Prophet ﷺ. Who's the one who is going to continue the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ? That's our imams and our ulama. So we have to come to the masjid so we keep that connection. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ, he said in some hadith that he would burn the houses of those who left the jama'ah, and the ulama interpret that they wanted to abandon praying behind the Prophet ﷺ. Some of the ulama gave this interpretation. They didn't want to be with the jama'ah, they wanted to separate. So it's important that we stick with our imams and our shuyukh, inshaAllah ta'ala. And that would be the best. But in terms of the fiqhi ruling, sunnah mu'akkada is a very great sunnah to come to the masjid and pray in the jama'ah. That's the majority view. In the Hanbali school, it's obligatory for those who can hear the adhan, inshaAllah ta'ala. Any other question, inshaAllah? Give me 30 seconds. I can ask you questions. If nobody has questions, I can ask you. Alhamdulillah. All right. Looks like that's all for today. Jazakallah khairan. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.